I want to talk about these controversial lockout laws that have plagued Sydney for the last few years, but they've been around in some regional towns for a lot longer than that, and for some reason seem successful. However, a recent inquiry has recommended that Sydney's lockout laws be relaxed. Businesses say that they're killing the city, while police and medical experts say they're saving lives. So what's more important, public safety or business vibrancy? There's this argument that not being able to enter a licensed premises after 1:30 a.m. in the morning and not being able to buy drinks after 3:30 a.m. means that Sydney is no longer an international city. If you live in one of the regional towns where these kind of lockout laws have been in place for a while, does it make the town any less vibrant? The question I have is, why have these laws worked so well in the regional areas but had apparently such a drastic impact in the Big Smoke? But more importantly, do we really need to cater for people who must consume alcohol after 3 in the morning? Or do we just have to accept that Australia's drinking culture is different to that of other countries? Can we adequately cater to tourists at the same time as keeping our own citizens safe, albeit from themselves? How do we create a culture that acknowledges you can drink without getting drunk? That's the problem, isn't it? There's this view in Australia that if you go out and have a few drinks, you've just got to keep drinking until you can't see anymore. How do we change that mindset that you can't have a good time, you can't have fun, unless you're absolutely blind drunk? What is the answer to this? Let's talk about it tonight. 13 27 10 is the number, or get us via the Australia by Night with Stephen Senna TMPO Facebook page.